Welcome. Good morning, Monsieur Patrick. On the 27th of February, a conference about mental health and assistance in prisons will be held, and you will be attending. What will you be talking about exactly?
Well, in fact, it's our major conference that is dealing with health in prisons. We have in the Pompidou Group a major program, which is called Drugs in Prisons, and we deal with all aspects of drugs in prisons, including preventing drug use, but also, once people are using drugs, the treatment and all its aspects, the medical aspects, the social aspect, the psychological aspects of drug treatment. And that is going to be the major axis of the conference. We have launched projects in several countries, including Ukraine, Moldova, Romania, Serbia, and we'll bring together the stakeholders of these different projects in this major conference in Bucharest.
Okay, thank you. And who exactly will be there? What countries are specifically interested?
First of all, the Pompidou Group is intergovernmental, but we also clearly and directly work with the people, the professionals. So we are first and foremost geared towards the professionals, that is mental health care professionals, but also obviously the governmental stakeholders, that is the penitentiary, the heads of the penitentiary institutions. And for this specific conference, we have had requests from namely Georgia, where the vice minister in charge of penitentiary institutions is particularly interested in attending, but we have high level participants also from Ukraine, from Moldova, Romania, and quite a big delegation from Norway, who are particularly interested in our health in prisons programs.
Okay, so it seems to be a very important conference then.
Well, I think what we try to do is not necessarily change the world, but give a few drops in the ocean where we can be of assistance to a prison group, which is basically very much discriminated, and we try to ensure that drug addicts, for example, which are in prisons, are also treated as human beings and as patients, and that is our main concern.
Okay, and what exactly do you expect to come out of this conference?
We expect to, first of all, share good practices with the different countries, where we share what we have already done. That is, for example, we have made a training video on opiate substitution treatment. We will share those good practices. But we also have something innovative. We have started with an arts therapy in certain prisons in Romania. And the prisoners themselves will present their products, mainly posters and drawings, that will draw attention of prison authorities, but also of other inmates, to the realities of drug-using prisoners and what can be done to prevent and treat that.
Okay, thank you very much, Patrick.
You're welcome. Thank you.